Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 46 for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower Thursday after a new report from Statistics Canada indicated there was much more canola in the country than anybody thought. Canola was roughly $8 to $9 lower, with the nearby November contract down $8.10 at $457.70 per ton. According to StatsCan, Canada had 2.3 million tons of canola in its overall stocks as of July 31st. That's much higher than analysts had been predicting heading into the report. The agency also raised its production numbers from last season, which further added to the total. Analysts say this likely means the trade has been overestimating exports, along with the crush numbers. The Canadian dollar was also higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which added to the bearish tone, and new cash crop deliveries are becoming more frequent as the harvest progresses. However, on the other side of the coin, slight gains in U.S. soy oil helped to limit the losses, while crush margins have shown some slight signs of improvement. Once the initial shock from the StatsCan report wears off, canola should start to follow U.S. markets once again. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $8.70 a bushel. This after Informa Economics raised its estimate for soybean production in the U.S. The private agency pegged the crop at 3.9 billion bushels with yields of 47 bushels an acre. That was slightly higher than the previous report. However, soybeans got some support from a USDA report which examined soybean sales and found them to be on the increase. Corn dropped 5 to 6 cents with the December contract sitting at $3.61 per bushel. Disappointing weekly export sales and Informa's prediction of a larger crop than previously thought pushed down the market. Weather conditions have been favorable across much of the U.S. Corn Belt, which was bearish for prices. There are also worries over demand for the crop. Brazil's currency, the real, is expected to drop in value even more over the coming days, which should make Brazilian corn even harder to compete against. Wheat was 12 to 13 cents lower, the December contract checking in at $4.65 a bushel. Demand continues to drop from overseas customers who have their pick of cheap wheat from countries in the Black Sea, along with France, which just sold 400,000 tons of wheat to Algeria. Markets in Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis all reached contract lows in yesterday's trade session. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.